order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council and note for the voice record that it is March 19th, 2026, that we have a quorum of council members here with us, as well as our city administrator, city attorney, and one member of the two members of the public, one of whom's off.
Did he leave?
Did he leave?
I think maybe. Or he might be outside talking.
I think he's outside. Okay, I would solicit a motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Right.
Thank you, that's unanimous. Public hearing, we have none scheduled for tonight. The consent agenda has three items on it: the February 19th, 2026 council meeting minutes, the minutes from that night's work session, and the financial statements from January 2026 unaudited.
Now I make a motion to approve all the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Skip. Do I hear a second? Okay. Bill Lyon seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have no old business tonight. Under new business, we are going to discuss a 2025 budget amendment. Lee, would you talk about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. O-26-261 is a housekeeping measure to identify a final status of expenses and revenues for 2025. I am requesting that council place the item on first read and schedule a public hearing regarding the amendment for April 16th at 8 p.m.
Do I hear such a motion?
I make a motion to place 026-261, an ordinance to amend the budget on year 2025 and so forth.
Second the motion.
Okay. Bill Lacey moves and Skip seconds. Do I hear any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. Lee, talk to us, please, about the 2026 estimated rollback rate certification.
Yes, ma'am. House Bill 581 requires levying authorities to certify an estimated rollback rate to be included in annual notices of assessment. Staff and the Finance Committee met on March 18th, 2026 to determine a recommended estimated rollback rate for Council's approval and certification. It was decided to set the estimated rollback rate at the 2025 millage rate, which was 1.194 mils.
Okay, do I hear a motion to that effect?
I move a motion to set the 2026 estimated rollback rate at 1.194 mils.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Bill Lyons moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's unanimous, thank you. Under new business, River District Villages Lot 1, temporary construction easement discussion. Lee, would you begin that for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. The River District Homeowners Association has asked the city to allow the developer of 3850 North Berkeley Lake Road to install a temporary construction driveway from the River District deceleration lane on North Berkeley Lake Road to provide construction access for the purpose of building a home on the lot. For some background, the prior owner of 3850 North Berkeley Lake Road made a similar request in 2021. The 2021 request was to revise the subdivision plat by donating the River District common space abutting 3850 North Berkeley Lake Road to Gwinnett County, whereby increasing the Gwinnett County right-of-way and resulting in the lot having frontage on North Berkeley Lake Road so that a driveway could be constructed. The City Council denied the request in February of 2021. Subsequently, the lot was sold. The new owner received approval for a building permit at the end of 2024. Those approved plans show the construction entrance from River District Drive. After that, the owner requested permission to change the location of the construction entrance from River District Drive to the North Berkeley Lake Road decel lane. Staff did not approve the relocation based on the prior City Council action and the requirements on the subdivision plat. After conferring with the city attorney, staff understands that if it is the desire for the construction entrance to be installed on the HOA common space lot between the decel lane and 3850 North Berkeley Lake Road, the process would be for the River District HOA to make application for a revision to the River District Unit 1 final plat. Specifically, zoning condition number 5 establishes the common space for the subdivision and notes that it includes parks, amenities area, and roadways, but not construction entrances. In addition, if there is tree removal required to access the lot from Northbrook Lake Road via construction entrance, zoning condition number 2 may also need to be revised depending on the location of the trees to be removed. There is no action for the City Council tonight, but certainly if there are questions or if you want to discuss it, I would open that up.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or something you want to bring up here tonight?
I would just say that I was on the council that denied the previous requests, and my main concern remains around security issues.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, any public comments? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Bill Lacey moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. We are adjourned.